Bismarck being pressured from behind by Justin Smith. They've got him! Justin Smith sacks him inside the 10.
Hi, this is Justin Smith. You're listening to 49ers Radio, the official podcast of the San Francisco 49ers.
What's up, everybody? We're back with more 49ers Radio right here on 49ers.com. And, of course, as always, on iTunes. Make sure you look for the 49ers Radio podcast. I'm Taylor Price, your senior reporter. I know you missed us. Had some nice time off away from the office, a little staycation here in San Francisco. Can't complain, but it's full swing back in the offseason mode. The 49ers are looking for a new head coach, potentially a new coaching staff. A lot of talk in the media about what's going on with that, and we're going to let that play out. We can't really speculate on what's going to happen, but as always, as soon as something happens, we'll be covering that inside and out here on the official website of the San Francisco 49ers. Also want to talk about the draft. It's coming up, and I have my bags somewhat packed. Flights are booked, and I will be out in Mobile, Alabama for the 2015 Senior Bowl. Big week of college football action. I'll be taking in practice with two of our producers and looking forward to it. I think it's a great chance to watch players compete, see who some of these faces are. There's a good chance that we'll be drafting one of these guys. 9 picks this year in the draft. Trent Baalke and his staff will be out there in Mobile. So we're looking forward to watching these guys compete. And I remember 2011, Colin Kaepernick was out there. Kendall Hunter was out there. Really good opportunity to watch these guys and had a good feeling about them. And then sure enough, the 49ers drafted them, and here we are, a starting quarterback and a contributing running back on the roster. So who are the future Niners? We're going to get a feel for who they are when we go out there to Mobile, and we're going to be talking to a lot of draft experts, analysts, guys who know the game inside and out and watching the tape. Guys like me are just reading up or catching up on all the work they're doing. Matt Miller is the guy that we spoke to for this week's podcast. He writes for BleacherReport.com. You can follow him at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter and Instagram. He's the lead NFL draft analyst at Bleacher Report. And Matt does a great job. 7-round mock drafts. I don't know how he does it. Recently has a mock draft out there. I urge you to read it on BleacherReport.com. And last year, he was right on it. He was talking about some of these top-tier wide receivers, and 49ers didn't go wide receiver. They went with Jimmy Ward. But some of the players that he picked out are doing quite well. Brandon Cooks is one name that comes to mind. Devontae Adams with the Packers. We all saw what he did against the Dallas Cowboys. So looking forward to sharing this with you. Matt Miller knows his stuff inside and out. Like I said, make sure you follow him on Twitter, at NFL Draft Scout. We'll be talking to him throughout the draft process. He knows his stuff. So I want to dial up the phone real quick and get Matt on the line. So Matt, the needs for the 49ers aren't necessarily carved in stone just yet. The coaching staff, that has to come first. And then once you get a feel for the scheme, the personnel that's going to be needed, what types of things this coaching staff might be looking for in the draft. Going out on a limb and saying that they might need a wide receiver, there's a lot of good players out there. If you look at last year's draft class, what an amazing turnout of wideouts. And I'm curious if it's similar this year, but we don't know who's on the table, who's off the table because of personnel, but if you just give me a sense of who your favorite players to watch in this year's draft class, when you've been reviewing the tape and getting ready for the Senior Bowl, who are the players that you're really most interested in seeing how they perform?
Heading to the Senior Bowl, it's nice to step back and take a look at the guys like Kevin White, receiver at West Virginia, or Alvin Dupree, who's such a great pass rusher for Kentucky. Lyle Collins, an offensive tackle for LSU, is another one who really just stands out. Those are my top three guys who will be at the Senior Bowl. Some of the other seniors like Brandon Scherf and Devontae Parker and Vic Beasley won't be down there. So it dilutes the class a little bit, but this is, I think, a good, deep senior class. And guys like Kevin White, I mean, he has a chance, I think, to become the number one receiver in this class with a strong week there. So he's definitely someone I'm going to have my eye on every day that we're there.
Kevin White's a guy that West Coast fans don't see much of, being that he's from West Virginia, but what sets him apart from the other wide receivers in this year's class?
Well, I think the big thing is going to be his size. He looks like Larry Fitzgerald out there. 6'3", 210 pounds, maybe a little bit more than that now. So he's a big physical receiver with long arms, huge hands. But I think he has some of that little short area quickness, the wiggle that you need to get away from defenders. He has some of that too. So it's not like a Kelvin Benjamin where he's just a huge target, but he's a very good athlete. I think the comparison that I used for him was DeAndre Hopkins, because he plays so much bigger than he looks, even. But he has that quickness and ability to accelerate. But he's he's a pretty special player, and that's a great environment for him to dominate some of those one-on-one drills against the other D-backs that are going to be there.
If you look at a position group top to bottom from this year's draft-eligible class, as we know of right now, which position group would you say is probably the strength of this year's draft class?
Well, it's probably the pass rushers, you know, which I know isn't a huge need for the 49ers, but it's such a good group for that, you know, kind of hybrid defensive end or outside linebacker player, and it's a lot of juniors, Randy Gregory, Shane Ray, Dante Fowler coming out of Florida, but then you have guys like Alvin Dupree, Vic Beasley, so it's just looking at the class right now, I have five of those guys right now when you add in Eli Harold from Virginia, so it's a good year for pass rushers. Good year for running backs, too. We might not see one go in round one again, but there are probably six or seven running backs who have a good starter projection. And then wide receiver. And wide receiver doesn't compare to last year's class, but it's still very good, you know, with Amari Cooper, Devontae Parker, Kevin White, Jalen Collins, or Jalen Strong. There's just a lot of really talented big receivers in this class.
Conversely, what would you say would be the weakest position group, maybe somewhere that teams would reach earlier for because the depth is not as strong?
Well, I think it's the quarterback, which is, you know, we all want there to be good quarterbacks because it makes the draft more interesting. But after the big two, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, assuming he declares soon, those would be the top guys. After that, there's an enormous drop-off, like a 50 spot in my rankings drop-off to Brett Hundley and Bryce Petty and some of those other guys. So that's why things like the Senior Bowl are so important, is seeing some of the, you know, guys like Garrett Grayson or Shane Carson, who you're not going to spend a ton of time on in the regular season, but go get a live look at them and then maybe go back and rewatch a couple games to see what they're all about. But it's just not a good year to need a quarterback if you don't have one of the top two picks.
What do you want to see from a quarterback at the Senior Bowl? I remember last time we went, Colin Kaepernick was out there competing with Jake Locker, Christian Ponder, and those guys, and he definitely had velocity on his ball, and he's not running a pro-style offense per se. He's, you know, doing the drill work and things like that. But what can you see from a quarterback at the Senior Bowl that really makes them jump up in your book?
Well, you're right. Velocity is the big thing. You know, and it's funny because I remember watching Russell Wilson and thinking, man, that kid can really spin the ball. It's too bad he's so short, you know. So it's kind of funny because you start to overthink things sometimes. But, you know, velocity is a big one. I don't really knock a quarterback if he's not super accurate at the Senior Bowl because you're playing in an unfamiliar situation. You know, you don't know these receivers. The timing on your routes isn't always good. So velocity is big. Mechanics is huge, you know, not only an arm but your footwork. Those are things that I really try to hone in on. A little secret of mine, I take a guy with me who played some quarterback, and we just sit and go over the mechanics of these guys, you know, player by player. We're looking at how he takes the snap, his footwork, how the, you know, if the ball gets on top of his hand, just all the little details of the position, and really drill home on that instead of looking at how many passes he completed or how well they're doing things like that.
And the fans from the 49ers, they all want to know about wide receivers. It just seems like that's the nature of the beast. But conversely, the cornerbacks get a chance to match up against these wide receivers one-on-one, and those drills are very competitive at the Senior Bowl, whether it's in training camp for the NFL or a college all-star game. Tell me about the cornerback class and how much you're looking forward to watching them compete against some of these top wide receivers.
Well, the corner class is interesting because we're still waiting, I think, for a top guy to emerge. You know, Marcus Peters at Washington was probably the top guy, but then he gets dismissed from school. Now you have all these question marks about him. You know, and then the other juniors, Trey Waynes at Michigan State, Jalen Collins at LSU, Alex Carter are right there in you guys' backyard, Stanford. So not a lot of seniors, but Kevin Johnson out of Wake Forest is going to be a fun one to watch. Clinton Rollins at Miami of Ohio, former basketball player, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch as well. But you're right, that's probably the most competitive drill down there at the Senior Bowl. It's the one that everyone stops what you're doing and you really focus in on that because it's one of the few times you get a true one-on-one matchup and can really evaluate player to player. The only thing is, this is such a junior-dominated class that, you know, out of the top 10 corners I have rated, only two are seniors, and that would be Johnson and Rollins. So it's not a great year for corners. So these receivers could really impress this week, or excuse me, next week with the talent that they're going up against.
Now, Matt, here's a question, just maybe a football fan question, not necessarily a personnel question, but when you put together a mock draft for Bleacher Report, give our fans just an overview of how much time it takes and what goes into putting together a mock draft. Because I remember you had Devontae Adams early last year as a 49er target, and I just couldn't help but remember that. watching some of his big plays against the Cowboys this past weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's a long process, even this time of year, because what I try to do, I mean, obviously we have the draft order, and then I try to look at what I think each team needs. You know, so for the Niners, it's a receiver, corner, maybe some depth on both lines. And then you try to look for the value, you know, with where they're picking in the round, what's the value going to be? But I start at the top, you know, number one, you know, Tampa Bay. Okay, they need a quarterback. Let's go, you know, Jameis Winston. And then the Titans, it's, you know, who are the free agents? You know, what did they draft last year? And then what player best fits that value? So, like you said, last year, I really, really thought Devontae Adams or if Odell Beckham Jr. fell. Those were like my probably most popular picks that I used often for the 49ers and thought, you know, having some speed at receiver, a guy who can really take over games was such a big need for them. But mock drafts, I mean, it's a whole day process just to do one round. In a few weeks, I'll start doing the seven-round mock drafts, and those take like 3 days just to plot out the different picks, and then to write up explanations is another day. So it's a big, long process that I put a lot of thought into.
You said something interesting with the top of the draft class. You had Winston going one, and from what everyone's saying out there, it seems like Mariota was somewhat viewed as the media number one pick, but maybe the football side, the scouts are saying Winston has better long-term future in the NFL. How do you just rate those top two? I know the 49ers are pretty much set with Colin Kaepernick, but just as a fascination of, do you think that debate over those two will rage on deep into the draft season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty hotly debated. And we haven't had that at the quarterback position in a while. You know, when it was Luck and RG3, I think most people, 99% of people, thought Luck was the right guy there. But I think when you just look at on-the-field characteristics, I think Jameis Winston is more pro-ready than Marcus Mariota. You know, the delivery is so spot on in terms of anticipation, accuracy, and he's making NFL-level throws. You know, he's throwing the 20-yard out, he's attacking the entire field. With Mariota, I think, you know, off the field, obviously, there are no question marks. He's a better athlete, he has cleaner mechanics, but he's just not asked to make some of those big-time throws. And it's not that he can't throw a 20-yard out or a comeback, but we just haven't seen him do it. So it's more of a question mark. And I know Mariota has a standing invitation to attend the Senior Bowl, and he can do that because he's graduated even though he's a junior. I don't think he will go, but, man, he can answer a lot of questions down there by stepping outside the Oregon system and throwing the ball around some of those, you know, NFL-style routes, because that's really the biggest question mark about him right now. And unfortunately, it's not something that's going to get answered until the combine.
Yeah, that would be something to see him out there in Mobile, which will be in 2 weeks at the 2015 Senior Bowl. Really interesting to see the way the Senior Bowl shifts the draft boards, and because that's just one-on-one good competition, best against best, so I'm looking forward to that. But our fans are pretty excited about this stuff. I got a lot of questions on Twitter directed at you, at NFL Draft Scout, so if you don't mind, I'd like to go through a couple of them with you. First one I have here is from 49ers Draft 15, so someone's very excited already about the draft. Who's going to be the first cornerback off the boards?
First cornerback, that's a good question. I think it will still be Marcus Peters at Washington. I mean, the off-field issues are interesting because he was dismissed from the team, but I talked to the coaches who were there the previous year. We talked to Coach Sarkisian. They all loved it. So it could just be one of those things where, you know, the new coaching staff with Chris Peterson, they just didn't mesh for whatever reason, and Peters was let go. But I think athletically, he's everything you want at the position. I mean, he's tough, he's big, he's fast, he has hands. If it's not him, then you start looking at maybe Trey Waynes from Michigan State, who Michigan State has become a powerhouse for producing corners the last few years. But he has the size, he's very fluid, can be physical at the line of scrimmage. So there are a lot of good corners this year, but like I said earlier, we're still waiting for that one guy to pop up and be the guy.
All right, moving on to the wide receiver position. I mentioned that the fans here with the Niners are all excited about scouting the wideouts. And you look at Odell Beckham and Mike Evans, and just the list goes on of great wide receivers in this past draft class. So if you look at the 2015 batch, who would you say are the top five wide receivers?
Oh, top five. And the good news is some of these guys could fall. But I think Amari Cooper is number one right now. You know, just the production that he had, all the skills that he has at Alabama really stands out. Number two, I would say Devontae Parker and Kevin White are kind of fighting for that spot. You know, Devontae Parker from Louisville, Kevin White from West Virginia. Really similar players, you know, both 6'3", both over 210 pounds, so they're going to battle that one out. Jalen Strong at Arizona State would be next. I mean, just a super physical player, can play down the field, a big, strong kid. And then Devin Funchess at Michigan would probably be number five, a former tight end, plays wide receiver now, 6'5", 230. Has to work on some drops a little bit, but he's just such a great matchup player that he could be a big threat. And all five of those guys have a round one grade on. So there's a lot of receiver talent in this year's class.
And I'm glad you mentioned Strong, because I am an ASU alum and I've watched plenty of his games. He's got a lot of good hands, strong hands, and sideline ability to get both feet down. I mean, in college you have to get 1 foot down, but it seemed like Jalen Strong was just an awesome receiver around the boundaries.
Yeah, he is. And I think some of that is just body control, concentration comes into that so much. But he's a good athlete. And to be as big as he is and be that type of athlete, it's pretty impressive. You know, he's listed at 6'4", over 210. You know, I've said a couple times this year, and those crazy sideline catches, it's like Alshon Jeffrey, but he's faster than Alshon was coming out of South Carolina, and probably faster than he is now even for the Bears. But Jalen Strong's like that one guy who, you know, maybe isn't hyped as much as the big three in this class, but hey, he's going to be a very good pro, I think.
Yeah, that should be a name to watch for 49er fans. At least I'll be watching from my college ties. One other receiver I just want to throw out real quick is Doriel Green Beckham. And I'm just curious, what's your take on him, and if he's a potential one of those players that some team will fall in love with him because he just has an amazing physical skill set, not necessarily what he's done off the field, but on the field when he's playing, he seems like a pretty legit number one as a future wideout.
Yeah, on the field, it's all there. I mean, he's huge. You know, 6'6", 225, super long arms, good speed. You know, he actually played high school ball not too far from where I live in Missouri, and he was a dominant player there. He was a 100-meter champ in state track, so he has good speed. But I think he's very, very raw. And at Missouri, you know, his freshman year, he didn't really do much. His sophomore year, he kind of blew up. They really only used him on deep routes, on screen passes. So as a receiver who's going to make, you know, come in and run the whole route tree, just something he hasn't done before, unless he really worked on that at OU over the last year and he wasn't playing. But I would say on talent, he's probably like a mid to late first round pick. The problem is off the field, he's like looks like an undrafted free agent. You know, the two drug arrests, the domestic violence allegations, there's been a lot of run-ins with him, and they run deep. So it's going to be interesting to see how teams kind of value the risk versus reward there.
Yeah, should be interesting to hear his combine press conference. There's always the character questions come out of the combine. Moving on to this list of our fan questions, Tyler Gross wants to know, who's the best edge rusher after Randy Gregory?
I think it's got to be Shane Ray out of Missouri. I mean, you guys, Niner fans, know all about those Missouri pass rushers. Alden Smith has been so great. Shane Ray, not really comparable to Smith, smaller, 6'3", 245. He might be the fastest edge rusher in this year's class, though. I mean, I talk to Missouri coaches, they say he could run in the low 4.4s and just a freak in terms of lower body quickness and burst. So he's a really exciting player. And I like Randy Gregory a lot. I think Shane Ray will give him a run for his money to be the first edge rusher pick.
All right, back to the wide receivers. If the question is wide receiver the number one priority with likely free agent departures, most likely Michael Crabtree? If so, is Devontae Parker or Kevin White the better pick?
I think wide receiver is the priority, absolutely. You know, just because of free agency, you know, the age of Anquan Boldin and the needs there. I still think, a lot like I thought last year, speed at receiver is so important for the 49ers. You know, stretching the field, letting Cap use his arm strength. For that reason, I would say Kevin White is a better fit for what the Niners do. I'll tell you, I have these guys ranked number 9 and number 10 overall. They're basically the same grade for me. So I don't think either one is a wrong pick. But in terms of a team needing to add some speed, I think Kevin White is the better pick.
Yeah, so much to answer once the coaching staff is in place, then you know the better scheme fit for the 49ers at wide receiver. Pass rush we touched on. Here's another one. This is kind of a fun one for the Trent Baalke prototype. You know he likes long arms. You know he likes bigger guys with some speed. This one also touches on the medical side of things. Who are some of the possible red shirt draft picks for the 49ers this year? And I'm going to throw out a name, maybe Todd Gurley. Maybe he's someone to consider.
You know that the Trent Baalke is going to find that guy who slips through the cracks. I was hoping last year for Aaron Colvin, the corner out of Oklahoma, who tore his ACL at the Senior Bowl. But this year, Todd Gurley, we all know, this kid might have been a first-round pick if he had stayed healthy. You know, he kind of got robbed by the NCAA for a couple games with that suspension, comes back, gets hurt. But he's definitely on that red shirt list. And then Oregon corner, Ifo Ekwe-Olamu, you know, smaller guy, just a shade over 5'9". Really good the last few years. he got hurt in preparation for the Rose Bowl, though. And so, you know, ACL tears for a corner, you're looking at about a round, you know, 4 rounds drop for these guys if it happens late in the year. So he was probably a late first, early second round guy before the injury. So now you could get him in round 4, maybe, you know, stash him for the first half of the year or the first season. He could come in and be a very good nickel corner for a long time.
Yeah, not only do you know the names, you know how to pronounce them. Ifo Ekpre Olamiu. It's a great name.
A lot of practice.
Well, he played twice.
It is a great name.
He played twice out here at Levi, so when he was healthy, he was definitely a good-looking talent. The last one I want to touch on was from Jay Bledsoe. He said, assuming the Niners take a wide receiver in the first round, what do they or who do they target in the second and third rounds? And the Niners have 9 draft picks. Possibly a compensatory selection, and lately Trent Baalke looks like he's looking to hold on to those picks. He doesn't like to move up to give away. So most likely they will be taking a second and third round player.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, like you were saying, some of it depends on scheme fit. You know, what happens in free agency. But if I had to guess right now, you know, second round, I think secondary is a pretty big need. I know we'll have a lot of guys coming back healthy next year, but just adding some depth, adding some talent at corner. Would be a pretty big need. And I think Alex Carter at Stanford would be a great value for them in the second round if he's available. You know, a bigger, very, very technically smart corner, and his dad played in the NFL. So he's as pro-ready as you're going to get there. Ronald Darby from Florida State would be another guy I would consider just because of the speed and the upside that he offers. They're getting faster. It's such a big need for the 49ers that I would definitely think he would be a consideration. And then round 3, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing another pass rusher come in there. Maybe it's Marcus Golden from Missouri. Maybe, you know, they look to go with some speed and, you know, get more of those, you know, outside guys like Trey Flowers from Arkansas. Definitely, you know, beefing up that position. We'll see what happens, you know, with Ahmad Brooks. But very good foundation with Alden Smith, with Aaron Lynch. But the depth is definitely a need there to add to what they have in that rotation.
That's well said. I really enjoy your insight. And if I could ask you, I know you're focused on the 2015 draft class, but the Niners really just used so many draft picks on the field this year. And I just wrote about Brandon Thomas this morning. He's looking to compete potentially maybe at left guard if Mikey Potty walks through free agency. When you look at the Niners 2014 draft class, Chris Borland came on the scene. Carlos Hyde had a big year. Even Dante Johnson got a lot of meaningful reps at the end of the season. How do you evaluate the rookie class and the future of the 49ers? What were they able to build in 2014?
You know, those rookies played a lot better than I expected. I think, you know, when you looked at that class, it was like, okay, they're building for the future with these guys. But they came in and played well. I mean, you know, Chris Borland, in a normal year, he would have been a rookie of the year candidate. And I think Carlos Hyde showed him the flashes that, depending on what happens with Frank Gore, I think fans have to feel confident in Hyde's ability to come in and be the number one guy. There's so many good players. And Jimmy Ward, once healthy, I think he's going to be a star at safety or playing in the nickel. And then Aaron Lynch, and what a steal to get him when they did in the fifth round, and for him to come in and produce, you know, not only sacks, but the hits, the hurries, the pressures that he created. So, and Dante Johnson, I mean, he was such a surprise for me, too. I thought he was a year away from really being able to come in and compete at corner, and he showed his versatility, playing left corner, right corner, strong safety, and did well all over. So I think the Niners did a great job last year. You know, the draft class as a whole, they had a lot of guys who came in and contributed. But you mentioned Brandon Thomas. He was a stud at Clemson at the left tackle, one of the few guys who shut down Clowney when they went head-to-head. So if he's going to come and play left guard, you're getting a very good athlete, a guy with a lot of technique, and he definitely has my vote to be a future starter for them.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens with Mikey Potty, but Brandon Thomas, Joe Staley, that could be really a nice athletic left side for a new coaching staff. Matt, really appreciate your time. I know you're out in New York. You want to give our fans a heads up on what they can expect from you from at NFL Draft Scout?
Yeah, you know, we're out here shooting a ton of pro player comparison videos. As you can tell, I've been talking all day. So a lot of looks at the right now the top 50 guys in the draft, you know, what their strengths are, their weaknesses, who they compare to at the next level. So Niner fans who are, you know, really excited about the draft, we're going to be pumping out a ton of content here at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine. So it's nonstop draft season from here on out.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to catching up, hopefully, out in Mobile, get some barbecue and watch football and talk ball for the fans.
Sounds great, man. I'm looking forward to it.